This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session Insanity. I think it is. If you don't, I don't know if I'll tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You can chat live with a bunch of people smarter than I am. You know, there's a lot going on there as well. You can sign up for our newsletters. Every week we just send out a news thing that says, hey, this is what we're talking about. This is what's going on. Check out the latest stories on the website. We also do, I like to do polls. Polls are always interesting to see what you know, and sometimes we're totally surprised by polls, you know, seriously. And, you know, Joey B, we're going to have, I know this is terrible, but we're going to have some fun with Joey B this year. Or at least the few months he's in office anyway. Because, I mean, I got to tell you something. The amount of gaffes, and they're not even like goofy gaffes. I mean, these are stupid gaffes. Right? That this man doesn't believe them to be true. It's just amazing. Where's the left? I mean, they're a little scared. They're a little afraid. And you can tell they're a little afraid. You know why? Because they don't want them to have the finger on the button. You know, anyhow. I mean, you guys have heard a lot of this before, but this is great. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I should say the leader of the squad, actually. What's her name? AOC. I'm not going to use her real name. I'll never use her real name. Seriously. Why? It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it enough times, she may show up in a living room or something. But she... Oh, and Omar. She's in this, too. She suggests that the Senate parliamentarian could be removed over a minimum wage decision. Right? Now, check that out. They didn't get their way. Like these people, they don't believe in the law. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the procedure. They never have. This is nothing new. But, you know, the House reps, AOC and Omar, they lashed out. I guess her name is Parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough Friday after she rejected a progressive-backed proposal to include a federal minimum wage hike in the President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. What has that got to do with coronavirus relief? Not only that, I want you guys to think about something. These minimum wage things that they talk about, the minimum wage dollars, they take place over, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right? So they're screaming. They've been screaming for a decade that we need $15. I'm sorry, the cost of living has gone up. Why is it 18? Why is it 22? Should be 25. You really want to use real math? Should be closer to 28. But I meant to do it. I didn't do it the other night. I need to do this one of these nights. The minimum wage originally came into place to get rid of black workers. That's right, and we can prove it. And it's just kept on, and it doesn't help. I mean, I've done this with you guys before, this round robin thing, right? All right, so I'm Joe, and I'm working at the grocery store. And my $12.85 an hour isn't quite cutting it. Hey, I need more money. I've got, my wife's pregnant again now. We're going to have 7 kids. And, you know, I need some more bucks here to keep the car on the road and coming to work. Boss, I need another buck, a buck and a half an hour. All right, so the boss gives me a buck and a half an hour. Somebody else finds up, and everybody gets a buck and a half an hour. You know the milk that they were making money off of? Well, I ain't making money off anymore because I'm getting more money to meet the guy at the dock, in the back dock, and put it up, store it, put it on the shelf when it needs to go on the shelf. This all costs money. So now the $4 a gallon milk is now $5 a gallon. The $2, what is it, Carl's Jr. has a $6 burger that's really not $6. Yeah, well, it's going to eventually be $6. You keep going down this road, you know what I'm saying? But these, they can't figure it out because they get their, what is it, they get $180,000 a year? Yeah. Those boneheads, they didn't take a cut in pay. They haven't had their paychecks held back through all of this. It's just amazing. McDonough is a nonpartisan, they hate that term, Senate official determined that the Biden plan to increase the federal minimum wage was out of order under special budget reconciliation rules. They always try to, see, this is what they do so much better than us. That's why when I say we need to play guerrilla warfare, that's what we need to do. They don't, because they've got it down pat. They know how to slide these things in there. They know how to put pork, I mean, pork and earmarks are coming back like a tidal wave. They had been gone for so long. Yes, and the Republicans pushed them out. Not that the Republicans are perfect. Don't do that. But it is. It's getting, this whole thing is getting old when it comes to how they decide to do this. So anyway, the other thing about it is that many states already have plans to go to $15 an hour. Why does the federal government have to get involved? I mean, if they want to push $15 an hour, how about like 2 lines? The states will mandate a minimum wage of $15 an hour in the next 3 years, period. End of discussion. That's it. Move on. Next thing. Let me run it. Anyway, AOC and Omar, right, they're like full to the left progressives. Well, Omar would, I didn't go as far to say with Omar that I don't believe she's an American, I mean, that she really loves this country. They both indicated consideration should be given to removing her from the post. Really? For what? For following the rules? For doing the right thing? This is like little kids pitching a fit because mommy didn't buy them the Milky Way bar in the supermarket line. They'll never stop. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Sonia Schmidt joins us in the next hour, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun, whether she wants to or not. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back.
All right, I was making funny faces because I turned around and I swear a little gnat or something flew into my eyeball. So we'll get over it. We'll all get over it. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I just need to get to it because I always have so much fun when she's on with us. I know you do, too, because, you know, people say Sony. You know, can I have some fun for a second? Stop asking me if Sonya's going to be on tonight and go look at the website. I paid a lot of money for that website to have it do what it does. All you got to do is check it out. It'll tell you everything you want to know. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. She's got her own show, The Sonya Smith Show, and always, always enjoy her insight as to what's going on in and around the world around us. Yeah. Hey.
Hi. It's, you know what? I'm just very opinionated. I'm not informed. I'm opinionated.
Is that what you call that? I'm not going there with a woman. I'm not going to tell a woman she's opinionated.
True. Can't
right?
say that anymore.
No, I like my nose where it is. I don't want to, you know.
You know what? I don't mind that. As long as people are willing to listen to it and laugh and not take it too seriously, but, you know, take it seriously when I'm serious.
You mean have open dialogue?
Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what it used to be called.
That's right.
we can't do that anymore.
No, now you're a phobe. No matter what it is, you're a phobe, right?
No matter what it is.
I mean, I can't. You eat hamburgers with cheese on it? What's wrong with you? You're a cheesophobe. That's your problem. You know?
Dairyophobe, yeah.
It just gets... All right, so listen. Going to have some fun, all right?
Good.
The I don't know what they try to call it, like, you know, the Equality Act, the Fair Act. It's a fair for everybody. It's equal for everybody.
This is fun.
Okay. Well, it's for me. I don't know about you.
Make it fun for me.
So the government has stepped in and they said, hey, look, you know what? We've got to pass this law because you know, there's too much against women. There's a gender pay gap. Kids aren't learning properly. No kidding. In school, you know, they're not learning about all the sexes, all the genders. Most of what they're attacking in this bill is gender and religion. So I want you to think about something. There is no more woman. You keep calling yourself a woman, but you're going to be calling yourself a woman against the law here shortly because, you know, that puts you, that leaves out everybody else. It's not inclusive enough. So they're going to mandate in the bill, they're going to mandate sex and gender education for children so they understand what gender neutrality is and that you can be whatever you want to be whenever you want to be it, apparently. Then you can't discriminate against male athletes who claim to be female playing in female sports. I mean, feminism is gone, right? All the feminists are going to have to hang up their badges, aren't they? Alrighty then.
So sad. It would be hilarious. But their heads must be exploding. I'm sure, like you said, I didn't even think of the feminist angle. They must be going like, where do we go? What's? It makes no sense. And they've always been willing to eat their own, devour their own, in order to get their most current agenda met. Why this is their agenda? I mean, we all have to ask ourselves, is it the further division of the American people? Is it just that they're that twisted? Because it makes no sense to allow males who were born male to compete against women when you say you care about women and women's sports. I mean, I remember when liberals cared about women's sports and getting them funded and caring about if they were equally attended and promoted and all that. And now it's completely out of the window. They're saying, look, if The Rock were a girl, he could compete against, you know, I mean, it makes no sense.
Can you imagine? The damage that he could do to a... Look, at any way you cut it, no matter how you feel or what you think, you have a different body makeup. Period. You can't change that.
I know, but that's verboten. You can't really say that. So maybe that's the agenda, is to say that they're really... Okay, you remember this, I'm sure, when you first start, you know, probably before we started having kids, when the left tried to tell us there was no difference between men and women, and had boys forced play with dolls and girls play with trucks and all that stuff. And what happened with the boys is that they take those Barbie dolls and they manipulate them and turn them into guns. It's just in our nature. So how it went, so I guess they're back to that message again, is that there really is no difference between male and female. Why that's important to them, I don't know, other than the destruction of anything godly and normal.
Well, I think you hit it there. Well, they had Jerry Nadler. I did the story last night. He had an outbreak when one of the Republicans that spoke out against the HHS assistant director, who was talking about transgenderism and how we should be stopping these kids and giving them hormone blockers at a very young age so they can decide what they want to be. And he said something like, to the effect of, well, you know what? This goes against nature. This goes against God. This is not the way God, you know, what you're saying is that God makes mistakes. And Jerry Nadler basically said, almost in these terms, we are not concerned with God things. We are not concerned. Those things have no place here in Congress. I'm like, whoa.
That tells
God. Have you read anything about the founding fathers or the founding of this country?
You don't even have to believe in God to understand. They're always screaming science. The science behind genderism is that there's a male and a female. And if you care at all about children, which is another thing the left professes, then you wouldn't want to do harm to children. And all of the statistics point towards this confusion harming children. In particular, we go back to girls. I was shocked to find out how many girls are questioning their gender and wanting to change them. Maybe they're doing that so they can play sports fairly. I don't know.
Does that mean that every tomboy that I went to school with should have had hormone blockers?
You're looking at one. Right. You're looking at one.
My youngest daughter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My sister told me that I was ugly. I was never going to be a girly girl. So I was like, okay, cool. So it opened the door because I believed her. So it opened the door for me. I was doing all kinds of athletic things, and then I became a dancer. I was a tomboy. I loved sports. I was really good at it, and if I believed that meant that I was something else, even with the prompting of my sister, I would have been in bad shape. People, haters, as my grandson calls them, haters have to hate. And if you're not careful, they will suck you in. And it never changes. Even as an adult, I have learned that.
And it's misery loves company. And that these people are miserable, and they got to make sure you're miserable too, right?
It's so true.
Yep. All right, we're going to go for a break, so I'm not miserable. I can pay bills because this is a capitalist-driven show. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Be back more with Tony Schmidt right after this.
And if I had a...
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending much of his Friday in the Lone Star State. The president speaking at a mass coronavirus vaccination center in Texas. Before that, he stopped at an emergency operations center and then a food bank in Houston. The area is facing critical food shortages due to the freezing weather and widespread power outages. Biden saying he feels bad for Texas after last week's winter storm and wants to help.
We will be true partners to help you recover and rebuild from the storms and this pandemic and the economic crisis. We're in for the long haul.
An outside panel of experts is endorsing approval of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, the panel voting unanimously to recommend the FDA approve it for emergency use. That could happen within the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
I love to make the joke. What is it going to be, Mambo Irish? They don't. The Irish don't have a Mambo. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that we're spending together on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. But let me bring her on. Love having her on the show. We know you guys do, too. Sonja Schmidt joins me, as she does every, just to discuss some of the crazy, well, actually disgusting and crazy stories of the day. So, how you doing, Sonja?
It just seems like the country is on a sliding slope to something.
Did you say
that
a slow sliding? You mean like
no,
a...
not slow. It is so rapid. Everything, and I can only turn on the news, or what they call the news, for a short period of time these days, and it ranges between frightening and ridiculous. But either way, we're going into a really ugly phase that I'm not quite sure that we're going to rebound from. So you're always the optimist, so
tell me how I'm wrong. You obviously don't listen that often. No, I always say, look, I believe at some point in time, the right, if you would, true patriots, true Americans, are going to stand up and start pushing back. If that means they take it city by city, and it may take a while to get out of this, I don't know. If that means that they rise up and, you know, take it over state by state, I don't know. I'm not suggesting that everybody gets their muskets out and we go take on the government in D.C. I'm very much in line with Rand Paul in that take back your city, seat by seat, council, school board, and so forth. You need to do it. And I don't want to hear anymore. I'm too busy. Look what just happened because you've been too busy for years to get involved.
That's true. I have I have one question and one frustration.
Uh-oh.
And I know you're supposed to be asking me questions, but you're smarter than I am. I heard one of the things is that, and I don't know why I'm frustrated at this, and maybe you can set me straight, but people in the Christian community just go, I shouldn't say just go because I'm leading the question, but they're saying, just Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eye on Jesus. Don't worry about the Supreme Court. Don't worry about this. You have more faith in this than you do that. And just trust God. And I believe that God is the central part of this. He's the leader of this. He can change all this. However, I fear that sometimes Christians who don't know what to do or aren't willing to do anything, or those who like to sound very religious, will say something like that, and then they don't have to do anything. Because to be honest, if we as Christians understood more about the Supreme Court and how all these things work, and we're more involved, like you said, in the city and local levels, I don't think we'd be in this spot. I don't think you just sit in your corner and go, well, I'm just going to believe that God's going to turn on.
Yeah, well, no. And funny, so they always say things like, I know I'll lose some listeners over this, I'll gain some, but here's, let's just start off with simple. You got those Christians that run around saying, we're only supposed to be teaching the gospel. Well, Jesus said, go out and teach them everything I taught you. Now, Jesus didn't teach just about the gospel and salvation. He taught about money. He taught about work. He taught about all aspects of life.
That's
and
right.
So you should be out there if you're truly going to do what Jesus told you to do, a follower of Christ, then you teach everything like he said to teach it and based on his word and what he said. That's number one. Let's go to the easy stuff. God gave us government. He gave us the right and the ability to rule over ourselves, if you would. So wouldn't you know, it's like I treat other things in my life that I know God's given me the opportunity to have. I'm taking care of God's thing. Not my thing, but God's thing. Right? So let's take care of government because it's God's thing. God says in Exodus 18:21 that we're supposed to select from all the people. So you look out for us, you know, in our area, we look at all the people, and we have people that want to run for office, and we select, it says men, but we select able men such as fear God. Now that word fear is reverence.
Right.
Right? So we're supposed to choose men and women that love God, that fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. What does that sound like? It doesn't sound like anybody in Congress, does it?
Not a one.
Right? And place them to be rulers over ourselves. So we're taking people, and this is where people like get mind crazy. I'm going to take this guy or gal, I'm going to vote for them because I believe that they love God, they'll do God's word, and that way they will rule, because they are ruling, they're making laws, they will rule and make laws that will keep us in line with God's word, keep us happy and prosperous and healthy, and those kind of things. If you keep voting in heathens, like we got rid of Katie Hill 2 years ago. I'll bring that up, you know. And Jerry Nadler, who's running around saying God should have nothing to do with Congress, he needs to go. You know what I'm saying? But where are the Christians at? How many Christians, how many Catholics, how many voted for Joe Biden, a man who believes in partial birth abortion? Okay? I'm sorry. How do they justify that?
I don't know, and I wish they would call in and say something. They've been oddly silent on this, you know?
Well, because you have to take responsibility. How many times did your young kids, come on, you have children, how many times did your teenage kids blame something on you because you let them do something they wanted to do, right? Well, if you didn't let me use the car, I wouldn't have gotten in an accident. You knew I was going to lie to you and go to that party.
Exactly. I don't know what the justification is. I haven't actually had a conversation with people in my family who I know voted for Biden. I can't. I don't have the wherewithal right now.
Sure.
Speak to them.
But what about your godly friends? What about your Christian girlfriends and friends around you? Ask them.
Many of them, most of them, the majority of them, are in the camp of you just have to keep your eye on Jesus.
Really, ask them where that scripture. Show me that scripture. And then write down that scripture, Exodus 18:21. Write that down and say, well, then I am confused. Because God said to do this. So if I'm supposed to keep my eye on Jesus, right, and Jesus is God, and God wrote the Bible, well, aren't I supposed to go out and find godly people to rule over? Are you finding godly people to rule over? That's why I look at them.
I can't ride in that boat with them anymore. I'm like, if you can't do... Faith without without actions, dude, is just not, you ain't doing nothing.
Get off your knees and go to the voting booth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, it's funny.
Even that, like, okay, so now you bring up another question.
Uh-oh.
I love your rants. I'd rather interview you. Have you heard any talk about the voter fraud reformation, fixing this whole voter fraud thing? Because I don't care about – we went out to vote for Donald Trump. I do believe that, so I don't think that – you know, there were other elections, and in particular I can point fingers at Christians once again about not going out for whatever reason they claim. However, this time I think people went out and voted, and overwhelmingly so for Donald Trump.
Right.
But he lost, but not because of the vote. Had to do with the cheatery.
Right.
So if we're not talking about voter fraud, if we're not fixing that, and we're talking about we're going to primary. How are you going to primary them if they're going to cheat? And these people have no incentive not to cheat like the Dickens, because they just want a major – major election in cahoots with China and Russia and
no question.
Why would they go?
Here's what we need. We had in two separate instances. Let's just take one in particular. We had a truck show up at 3 a.m. in the morning with 138,000 ballots on it that we knew were illegal. Okay,
right.
And here I'm going to get some people are going to get mad at me. Why did we not have that truck surrounded by 60 or 70 patriots / Christians or what have you going, brother, you ain't going nowhere. Not till the police get here to check this out. You ain't taking a bag off of that truck, okay? Or we're going to duct tie you or hog tie you or whatever, and you're going to be laying here until somebody shows up. When I say on a regular basis, we need guerrilla warfare just like they do, but not the violence behind it. So don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. You know, think about what Jesus did. Jesus called up the Sadducees and the Pharisees, some of the most powerful men in religion of the day. We need to be doing the same things as those pastors who said, no, we're just supposed to be teaching about Jesus, brother. You just keep your eyes on Jesus and make sure you put your donation in the box on the way out. Okay?
But here's the thing. But now I think because we didn't do that, they have sufficiently scared us into never doing it. Because we know now, if we do that, we surround that truck of ballots.
Yeah.
We know how it's going to be reported on every major news story.
I would make it so that they had to report about us 24/7, 7 days a week, because there were three high leaning against that window, taking pictures of people shoving ballots through 5 and 6 times. And we have to go for a break, and I need to get my blood pressure down. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word gold to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word gold to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text gold to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word gold to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text gold to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Yeah, we'll have to take that away soon. They'll find that, some will find that offensive. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorites to have on the show, Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Helps us. Well, I'm, you know, I always want to say kick off the partying, but you ain't partying anywhere right
now. I don't party. I'm so boring.
Who, me or?
No, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, you can say that about yourself. That's fine. You're not going to call me boring.
I totally am.
My wife will tell you, it's an adventure every minute she's been married to me. Not a good adventure, just an adventure, notice I said.
I'm going to say so. 7 o'clock when this is over, I am crashing in the bed. I got nothing going.
What's
nothing
the dinner? Going. All right, never mind. Okay.
Oh. My dinners are usually, when I talk to you on Fridays, I usually do Japanese food, which I know you're just in love with. But this time I had Indian food, but they stained my braces. I'm Indian the only 90-year-old woman with braces, and they stained. So I can't have the Indian food. I got like $50 worth of delivery.
Really?
Indian
wow.
food. And I discovered, oh, I can't eat it.
Yeah, I can't do Indian food for
other gastrointestinal reasons. I'll leave it at that. How's
that?
Don't
want to know the
deal. No, you don't. No. I don't think we have any more adult diapers left around. So anyhow, you know, one of the questions, one of the things we've been dealing with this week is education is a big thing, and they're talking about how the inner city kids aren't educated. And I said, look, can we just talk about the, I don't know, can I say the white elephant in the room or the black elephant, whatever, the purple elephant in the room? Anyway, here's the deal. If you want to really, really lay this out, the bulk of minorities live in inner cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, New York, Chicago, right? We go down the whole list. The kids are suffering in the inner cities. They have some of the worst grades that there are, you know, overall. And the inner city education system are run by Democrats, okay? And the inner city schools, the inner city processes, the city, you know, the city halls and what have you, all run by Democrats. So I always sit back and go, I'm sorry, kind of missing something here. If they're failing, and the Democrats will squeeze, you know, $10 out of a $2 lemon, well, you know, they get as much money as they can into these education. They always need more money. Look at the Chicago teachers, look at the LA teachers, and the kids are still failing. I'm kind of confused here. This has nothing to do with equity. This has nothing to do with equality. It has everything to do with the Democrats running these education systems.
Yeah, but we know. No, and we know that already, and that's why.
That's why Republicans or conservatives and Christians need to step up and take their places in the education system.
Right. And I'm ready to throw the Republicans out and just stick with the conservatives and the Christians. We got them. But you know how it works. They fail. And then they get bills like the quote-unquote COVID release bill that they're talking about that's going to cover, you know, to make cover
for, nothing, but go ahead.
These,
yeah.
For these states that are, you know, these states and cities that are fiscally irresponsible that are all run by Democrats. Yeah. So they can talk a good game, but they know that they're going to eventually get in power or hold up the game so that they get what's more, you know, what did you hear what the woman's, I can't recall her name right now, but she said that the call for children to go back to school is
racist.
And it's another word for slavery. And I'm so confused by that. I can't even follow that logic. If it's Nazi, how then also.
Your head hurts over this.
My head hurts. In the meantime, our kids are getting stupid. If I wasn't, listen, my.
Go ahead.
My grandson, who I take care of, and he their school is piped into the living room every day, which I'm grateful for, because the things that they're trying to bestow on our children is really abysmal. Just like we were talking about the Equality Act, it's the same thing they're doing to our children. So I'm happy to hear what's going on, but I also realize that I have to supplement all of what he does. Otherwise, he's not going to be learning at the rate that we learned when we were in school.
Yep.
And they're just blown away by how much this kid knows. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I'm taking the time. And I, you know, luckily I have this time as a retired person. And, you know, like today, we go on Fridays, we go on field trips. And, you know, I supplement his work with things on the road. And
oh, that's cool. You go on a field trip. You drive and point out certain things to him, or go to certain areas.
Yep. And I turn everything into a lesson. So cool. I just supplement everything that they do. But you know, not everybody. And I have a home office with a printer and all this stuff, which most, I think, maybe a lot of people have.
Most homes, I think, today have printers in them and such.
Yeah. So, but if you don't know how to take things and reformat them and help your kid, I think that your kid. And I think that they have designs on your kid getting dumber and dumber, because I always wondered, why would they try to dumb down a generation? And now I see. You know, now I see. It's because they can, after they, you know, get rid of all of the things that you've taught them, then they can upload everything that they want them to know. So, and that's politically, socially, transgenderally, all that crap.
Well, you know, Encyclopedia Britannica would be having a hard time keeping up, wouldn't they, these days? Remember how they used to send every year they'd send out an extra book to fix all the things in the books that were wrong before that? Just craziness. All right, so listen.
The fact of the matter is we had them in our homes.
Oh, yeah. You could go to them and actually open them up.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Oh, just amazing. Did you hear about the teacher that had the kids? This is elementary school, I think it was, or maybe junior high school. But she had the kids write their name and what political party they affiliated themselves with. And why? Oh, no, yes. And that, when she got them back and they talked about them, she then published them. All right? Why they didn't just take her out, just flog her tremendously and then fire her, I don't know. See, to me, that's so far over the line. There's no way to justify that at all, is there?
But you're talking about the left. They don't have any clue. And, on a good day, I feel kind of sorry for them that they don't understand that is crossing way over a line. It's personal. All the common sense things that we know to be true because we have a moral compass. You have to understand, they don't have that.
You're so much nicer than I am. Seriously.
They have an agenda. I said on a good day, this is what I'm thinking. On a bad day, I'm just going, they're evil and they're crazy and they need to be dealt with. They need to be got.
I think at this point, they're teachers. You attack a kid or embarrass a child like that, as far as I'm concerned, you lose your job immediately.
That's their agenda, but the whole reason that the left took over education was to do this crap.
I know.
So...
I hear you. But this is why you and I, offline when we're talking, and I say to you, this is our fault. Why did we let them do this? Why did the Christian, and I've talked to some of the Christian conservative teachers who, they just want to do their job. I just want to teach kids. I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, guess what? You're involved in politics now. Because you can lose your job just merely for saying you're not a liberal.
And I'm always, you know what? I always, I'm always responsible for what part I play in stuff, as long as I'm aware of it. But I will say, you asked the question, where were we? I'll be honest, when I was a welfare mom in the inner city with a high school education. I had two children out of wedlock by two different baby daddies. And I had an opportunity to put my kids in the magnet school in Los Angeles because my first husband, I forget which one, but my first husband.
It's not like Zsa Zsa Gabor. I don't know. Number one, number two.
I don't know if it's fun, it's bad. But but he was involved with the L.A. He was a teacher. He was involved with the L.A. City School District. I got one kid in, which allowed me to usher the other kid in. And but I saw it coming. And I didn't know conservative. I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know politics, none of it. But I was like, wait a minute, you can't say Merry Christmas. They can't have a Christmas. There was subtle and not so subtle hints.
And what did you do as a parent on those things? And again, I'm not calling you out, but like many parents, were you busy? Were you sitting back on,
I'm going to be honest with you. I was a single parent who was struggling, who had no education, had no job. I was on welfare. And I was like, my kids didn't have to go to these inner city schools. I will fix this stuff at home if I can. But I knew it was going the wrong way, and I knew it was going to get worse. I knew we were going to wind up where we are now. But I didn't go to the school board, and I didn't rush the school board. No, I did not. But it was because I want to keep my kids in this school, because otherwise they would be going to Fauché and some of those other schools in my neighborhood, and that could not happen. It just could not happen because of my bad decisions in terms of how these kids came into my life. I was not going to allow them to go to bad schools. So
right.
I did not, and it was hard for me too, because as a single parent who was broke and all that, I had to sit amongst all these wealthy parents who had real video cameras and diamond rings and husbands, and I'm sitting there with my little camera that was the little throwaway camera. You just have to take a picture and take it to Thrifties, and it was awful. And I knew that this was a snapshot, if you will, of where society would go.
No question.
But I knew I had to fix it at home.
And all right, talk to me. Where can people find you?
SoniaSchmidt.org. Be there or be square. And contact me and say hello.
That's such a 70s term. Okay, I'll let you get away with it. Joe Messina, your host, signed by GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about China in the next hour. And truly, what's going to happen. We'll be back in a bit.
You mean like